Right. Okay, thanks. So, Akapanim, we were learning the Zeh HaKadosh until here, which says that Torah is something which is it has a panemius to it. The stories in the Torah cannot be understood as being what Torah is about, because as much Cheshva stories written by Umas Haylam, and therefore it's the panemius of these stories. That's the Zeh, very famous Zeh HaKadosh, and so on. I don't remember if we saw the last paragraph of it, but Afal Gav, we'll just see it. Afal Gav, the Hulayama Shatayri Levush Lemilini Loyen, Rakbisha Sipur Shem Matayra. So, Shalay Vazay Samadam. So, Lemaisi says, the Zeh HaKadosh is talking about the stories. Mikomokoim, the Maral says, Gam Kain Mitzvah Satayra. She Efshe Sheba Oilama Chomreze Rakbiguf. Mitzvah Satayra Vema Mitzvah Sagashmias. So mitzvahs haTorah are physical, and just like the physical body of a person has its tzelem elokai, which is above the body, so despite the fact that really all the inyanim haTorah have pnimistic meanings, but they all are enclosed in physical containers. And when he's masig it in its gashmistic form, it all has some kesher with Sadia Torah. It's as if the person is dovak in that seichel loiki, because Torah is one. So the next step, that he's saying now is, even in the chelik of halach of the Torah, which deals actually with physical mitzvahs, there's a content that's ruchni and above and beyond it, and a person who studies the physical manifestation of it understands that also. Now, so for instance, let's give a mashal. You have a scientist who sits and he's working with certain phenomena. He's working with this chemical, that chemical, the other chemical, and slowly a theory falls into his head that it's probably all chemicals of such and such a nature can do such and such a thing. And he forms some sort of theory. The pshat was, the theory was be'etzim inside each pula. So lamashal, if a person notices that anything that is red, lamashal, is very sharp. So what happens is he used a lot of red things, all of them were sharp, and in the back of his mind he began picking up, associating red with sharp, and then it becomes a theory. In the world of nigla, of Torah, of mitzvahs, a lot of times you get the phenomena, you're learning is in this, and you have a sense that there's a yisoy, the common denominator of all the halachas you're dealing with, and you have a hard time putting a finger on it. Sometimes you're able to formulate it and make a shikotayr and say some sort of yisoy that's nagia all of them, and sometimes not. But the point is, as you're dealing with pratim and examples, slowly become aware of an inner mahalach to it. Jumping the gun a bit, it's something like what we would call Das Torah. What Das Torah is supposed to be is, there are halachas that are mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, the halachas that are reasonably easy to extrapolate. And you can be damen mulsa lemulsa in a very concrete way, and you write a tshuva on it, and you say Shulchan Aruch, and that's what damen mulsa lemulsa is. There are things that you don't have it, but it's kind of, you need to use some intuition, which means a pnimistic havana of the klal advarim, and it's not there strongly enough that you can actually work it out, sort of black and white. So if I want to know what's the right thing to do in such and such a case, so if there's a furish halacha, it's a furish halacha. If there's somebody if you can be madam and Musa reasonably, you know, one-on-one, fine. That's the nature of tshuvas. Sometimes we have a shaila, it's a clear sense that this is a Torah inyan, and yet there's no real madam and Musa. So you want to ask somebody who was oisik with enough of the pratim, and has a chush, a sense of drawing the line that connects the dots and applying it here. So when a person learns the chelik of Torah, that is what we call nigla, the chelik that deals with the olam, the physical olam mitzvahs, the panemius of it is slowly dawning on him and giving him a sense of it. That's what he says over here. Now, that's learning Torah. Says if a person holds a sefer Torah naked with his hands, he's nikva arum. You're missing that mitzvah. So he says, "This alama nikva arum loisa mitzvah arum losadavke." I mean, every time if a person has someone doesn't make krishma, so he's buried without krishma. What does it mean arum without that? Avlatam, ki keshem shatoyer ba'atzim lo ba'olam al b'malbush. Torah itself came to this world with a levush. Lo yahoya efshe shia adam oiches b'torah ki imadim al b'shatoyerah. And the only way possible for a person to be oiches the Torah is through the malbush atoyerah. Keshem shaneshama efshe shia ba'olam k'ranidei aguf, shu malbush aneshama. Gam kein oiches sefer Torah k'su v'lo yadavim tzoy, ein achiz oise mitzvah. If a person tries to grab the Torah without a lavush, then he has no achiz in it. Because Torah is in this world. In this world, only physical things have a mitzias, and therefore you need to have a physical achiza. V'kach ha-toyer shelefaneinu ein roi shelo achiza kimandei ha-malbush. V'im oiches b'toyer arm b'lei malbush, nikvar b'lei mitzvah. V'hine ha-dvar me'elu kumar divar ha-medish hazeh, sheshetor levushi mislabish bo, v'kol divar term dvar p'nimiyim, ein rosh ha-olam. Let's talk a little bit about this, because this is an amazing hagdara which helps us avoid two extremes. One is the following picture, that be'emes the Torah is about this world, and the halacha is all that it is, and that's it. And all that exists is the literal Torah, the physical mitzvahs, and makes life a better life, society a better society, v'chulu. That's one view of it, which therefore is a person, that's like the Zohar Kaddish, that a person doesn't understand that the Torah is if there was Sipurim, there'd be better Sipurim. If all the Torah was to construct a good society, there are many good societies, so this is better, a little bit, it's worse a little bit. This is not what Torah is over other. The other extreme is that Torah is, that Torah itself is nothing but Olam Esel Yoinim. The physical mitzvahs is maybe for Shvacha people, for Mainam. So Lomashal, like the Hasidim, and the Nefesh HaChaim's attacks against Hasidus were more along these lines. That by trying to bypass the Olam HaMitzvahs and saying that the format of the davening is not as important as the content, and therefore you can fudge the format and cut corners and still get to the content. Same thing with mitzvahs, where there's a zilzal halacha. The same thing, one of the hisnagdias to Chabad was that there is such an emphasis on Pnimius HaTorah that also is dead wrong. It's not dead wrong only because you're missing the nigla of Taira. It's you're missing the panemius of Taira if you don't have the goof of Taira. You cannot understand, panemius is the panemius of something, and you can't understand the panemius of something unless you understand the thing itself. And the zilzel in the Taira that's nigla is what will take its toll manifold in the Taira of what's called panemius. And therefore, a lot of the snags, or whatever stories and anecdotes you hear, I mean, one of the famous ones was the Friedrich Rebbe said that, you know, Shoshnag Sapara, are you kidding? I mean, the Torah is concerned with oxen and cows, but we're talking about the Shar and the Merkava, and we're talking about the part of this. And Baron Kotler went ballistic hearing it. But understanding that the you have to understand the right picture. Certainly, the Torah, I mean, look at the Goyen. The Torah should be, the nigla of Torah is limited in the sense there's just X amount of words and cases. The panemius of Torah is unlimited. The Goyen's most Torah wasn't panem, but there is no such thing as much as you're lacking in Torah b'chutz, you're lacking Torah b'fnim. If I can give a little bit of a contemporary marshal, let's take something like science. So you have technocrats. They sit and they keep writing down how many times they saw this. They crashed particles into each other, and they got more particles, and they keep writing down how many particles they saw, and they saw such a particle, such and such. That's not science. That's data. So that's dry facts, and that's not. There's no chachma. That's not chachma. That's just the metzias. You then say, and you build from that a picture of what must be the klal, that's chachma. But then today, there's Baruch Hashem, a lot of people who just sit and fantasize. This is infinite. These are tunnels. This is time. Things that those are shtusim. Those are fantasies. They're not science. They're nonsense, because it's only when you understand the pratim. And then you can begin, your mind can begin to draw the klal out of the pratim you're talking about. But if you take away the pratim and you just have the klal, then you have nothing. So in Torah, you need both ends. If you learn Torah and you take it for what it is, so the so-called people that deny that there's a panemius to Torah, and I want to explain exactly. When people declare their Torah is rationalist in the sense that nothing exists beyond my nose, that's further distance than my nose, then that's the Zohar HaKadosh's point. Then they've taken Torah, they truncated it, and they've made it just what my brain can hold. That's all it is. It's not the tip of the iceberg. This is the entire iceberg. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that's not, it doesn't even stand in a sichlistic of Mifchen, because there are nicer stories and there might be better laws. That's not how to be Tefes Torah. On the other hand, the person who is menatic that part from Torah, and all Torah is spheres and alomas layonis and tikkunim, all day long is busy with being metakin alomas layonim, then we have a problem here. That's not Torah either. You, like he said, you can't be oiches Torah arum. You can't take Torah just mitzad the pnimius olam. So it's not the pshat that you're missing the olam atachten. You don't have the olam elyon either. The olam elyon, what you're saying is you're babbling. You can't. Torah cannot be nechaz arum, and you nikva arum. You have nothing. The person was holding Torah with his two hands. I mean, wow. The answer is holding Torah with two hands means holding nothing. Because you can't hold two hands, you have to hold it literally with pachastavka. That's the nekud over here. I think it's a very important, because we have a tendency to go from one kitzonius to another kitzonius. You know, okay, so do you sit and learn Torah that's all tikkunim asayinim, or sit and Torah and learn it's all making better design? It's one is in the other, and unless you grab the olam of metzias and the hair, the olam beyond, you don't have Taira. Okay, we pay a comment of brachas. Amar Avuna Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Ami. La olam yashav adam pashi yosef matzibo. Afilu atoras v'divin. Shekol amashim pashi yosef matzibo marichu leyomo v'shnoisav. Ubiya inyan zeh. Shesh a Torah gimel madregas. Madrega achas madrega nechol adam. Madrega shenis wa nista shebetoyer shenimev rakacham levoinim. A madrega shlishis hu sheish betoyer dvorim Mayor Malam Haba, Vidova Ze, Luyusak Lishumadam, Kain Le Rosakim Zola Secha, Vahal and Vim Le Rorak Ilmazel Ilm Haba, Lerol Mazel Loyal Boshi, Oyas and Milish, all of them are Ein Rosakim Zola Secha. Ulafikoch, Yeshlikas Atoyash Naimikar Targum. Targum is the Nigla, so Targum is the lowest dagger. So that's the physical reality of what's around us. I want to add another knesh to this point that's important. You know, we have to learn Torah with Targum. Let's imagine, let's understand just the role of Targum versus Mikra. A person reads something. A lot of times, the language is ambiguous. We don't know exactly what it means. It could mean this, it could mean this or this. When I translate it, I have to make a decision because the ambiguity you lose in the translation, you have to say, does it mean this or this or this? So, Marshall, let's say you have in the Torah, Lesucha lecho b'sharecha. Does lo sucha mean you cannot or you may not? Lashon Kodesh, the word lo sucha suffers two translations. You cannot or you may not. And those are two very, very different meanings. One means physically you can't, and one means, and the Targum Taichas, Laslach Rishu. I remember once many, many years ago, I did something for Art Scroll, and they told me the Kalal is preserve the ambiguity. In other words, if you can't, you don't have the right to translate something in a way that you're adding a taich appears when it's not mocha from the words. So targum means it limits it to a very clear mitzias. Let's give another dogma. I ask myself, what is a good medication to treat X, Y, or Z? So I have a list of five medications. Then my question is, who am I giving it? This person is allergic to this. This person can't swallow such big pills. This person can't take it three times a day. So now in the tzushtel, it's going to become limited to one or the other. So that's targum. Ushnayim mikra. Ha'echad ha-madrega shil ha-chachamim. That's one darga up. Lefika chublash ha-kodesh. Ha-sheinu ha-maylu yosel yuva-pnimi. She'en shir oy ma-sagar el-mahaba. So those aren't Rashi, famous Rashi Shashim, that says like Hashem Baruch Hu Osetim Mikala Pnimis and Torah and so on. But there Shama Kolam Mashim Pashi Yisov Shai Mikra Bech Tagum Arichon LeYom Vishno Yisov. So what's the Loshem Arichon Shasho Yisov? Ki Min Olam Haba Shesham Arichos Yom Vishanim Boil Arichos Yom Vishan. It's a darga. In other words, he gets to a mokum of Arichos Yom Vishan. Vechena Adam Gamke Shem Regeselu Echad Agufa Nigla. Hashena neshama nelemes, vashlishi amadregis sheishbarish mochlam haba. So a person has these three madregis also. Vezeh Hashem chacham vayitzah Hashem kim shtei yitziris. Echad b'olam hazeh mochlam haba. Vezehu madrega achroina vakoil b'koyach bria zois utzel molkim shivu by adam vadez shemay lachroina olam haba dozevanam kachyese. So in a person you have the guf, which means the literal physical understanding of what things are. You have a higher understanding. And then there's an understanding that's reserved for Lassid Lavoi, that's beyond our Musagim, but we plant it in us. It means that Lassid Lavoi, it's like a plant. In the winter, it grows to a certain point and it stops growing, but in the summer, in the spring, when it starts growing again, it grows from the point it left off. That's one way he understands this Chazal. He has a second configuration for this Chazal, same ideas, but in a very different way. But Yisin Yervu Nochen, Kiatargum hulamaila hel yoina humadregus olam haba. So now he says an extraordinary pshat that adrabba, targum is madregus olam haba. Vizeh, kiatargum ein anechshav loshen klal, moisha omu vichresi lebovel shem vishair. Elu kazdim, sheelam ksav loshen. Ubianazabim koimai kiloshna ramish loshen bovel ein anechshav loshen. Because ein anechshav loshen hamachshav hu ikr. Hamachshav madrega yisal yoina madrega solam haba. One more piece. Va'oid she'en malach ha'shoz mevin ezeh ha'loshen, like ki'chazal, she'omru ki'yisrol she'shol and so'chol, she'yisrol she'shol so'chol v'losh rami in malach ha'shoz nizkokon lo'y, she'en shem malachim, ulekach pam shlish yisru targum ki'u neger olam haba, she'en shechem malachim olam haba. Ki'im nizrol k'ma she'yidua, v'udova mevua bar l'maskilim, she'en sofik v'zeh klal, mishidev v'zeh ter, so he says here, extraordinary pshat, that Targum is a higher darga. Derech Agav, this sort of is an explanation of why the Zohar Kaddish is written in Lashon Rami. But let's try to understand what he's saying over here. Let's take a dogma. All Chelkei Atayra that are the normal words of Torah must be taken literal. Anyone who teaches that Sarah and Avram were just figures representing the best in humanity and whatever you want to say in it, that they were not real people, is not Pekiris. It's Megal Pantashak Alochan. All the Rishonim say they have pneumistic meanings. Avram, besides being a person named Avram who did all the things as a Torah, there's a pneumistic and so on and so forth. But Chas V'Shalom, any part of Torah, every part of Torah must be taken literally. The parts of Torah, Lamashal, that are written as a Shira are not literal. So the take a look at the Targum on the Shira on the Brachas of Yaakov, and then the Targum takes it out of its literal sense, and the reason is Shira describes a type of reality that doesn't lend itself to words, and b'meila the words are just. They're just a way to bring out in you a certain feeling and understanding, which is miramis to something else. So when a person speaks prose and a person just says words that mean what they mean, so that means it has a zika to the mitzias, but it has another meaning inside it. When I speak in poetry, so. Those words are just suggestions to be ma'or in you a pneumistic havana, and the Arik Harbi, doesn't have a cherev that it takes out of his side. It's something hazinu. All of those are words that they have no literal meaning, but the meaning that they have transcends words. And I can only, if I margish what the pneumistic means, that's it. So there's a chelik that there are sometimes when words themselves mean what they mean it precisely, and then there's meanings behind it. And sometimes there's words that only suggest the pneumius, but there's nothing in the words themselves. The words paint a picture for you, and that's all it does. So targum. It means Targum is not a Lashon. So Lashon Kodesh, I can be medayik the words as they are. I can medayik the Oisius and the Nikud and the Gematrius and everything about the words, because the words themselves have a Metzias in Lashon Kodesh. Targum, our Lashon Rames has no Metzias, so there's nothing in the Atzmius of Lashon. It's only something, so I can only be something beyond it. If I can give a mashal, you know, If somebody who's a Talmud Chacham on the Madrega Valeu Lo Yibol, that even Sichas Chulin has an itself Divrei Torah, that Srichan Talmud. So there's a big difference in the Divrei Torah of the Chacham. I can be medayik what he said literally, even if they don't understand the lumdus, but his words have to be oisgehalten. And in a sichas chulin, in the marshal that he uses in divrei alma, I'm talking about somebody who's in a dagger where there's no choil in a sichas chulin. So I can't take the words for what they are. They're talking about something else, and I can only take the teichim. So lashon haramis, because of its shortcoming as a lashon, it only has that premise. It's extraordinary the way he learns it up. Bikoma koim hadvorim vuorim. Kiaturaz is gavoya al gavoya, or madrega al madrega yeshla. Adolum haba. Arizbaya kaladvorim sha'afim nirin dibetura gavorim chusimoid, imkozengalum haba. So dibetura reach all the term haba, or lima termis asal odom. Ki kemoisha ha odom. Afshaboilam aze gashmi vubas vidom. He says, this is our kind of Adam. We're physical, and that mitzad our bodies, we belong in this world. Shim Kane, her Adam, Shoim Boyle Matach, the Enoch of Homaba Nivdal, Arthur Lema can a shaman of Dolos is with Oimer's Beguf, Kovish at Vakus, the Mila, Dolom Eljoin, Renka Shasik with Vermagash, she takes me a Saturn, Megara. Simple marshal, I'd like to present you. I just tap in my head. There's a story with the Chavetz Chaim where he gave somebody a coat on a cold night. They took his coat off and covered him. So let's look at that. I'm very cold. Somebody takes off his coat and puts it around me. So that's a physical act. Coat transfers from A to B. So the marshal, if I take a coat off a rack and I put it around me, all the content in that coat in that story is a coat that traveled from A to B. That's all it is. But when someone gives me the coat, there's a tremendous amount of ahava in it. And the physical act is a code given from A to B, but there's a whole world that defies words that I tap into by participating in that act. Like all these things, and let's take that as a mashal to what we spoke about before. Imagine somebody comes to me. I need something. This person buys something that costs it quite a bit of money, and he gives it to me. So there's one layer where I needed a place, a refrigerator. And this person goes and buys a refrigerator for me. So I have a refrigerator, but there's so much more locked into that act of buying a refrigerator. And I can rightfully tell the person, you should know that the refrigerator is a lifesaver for me. I don't have to buy milk every morning. I can this, that, the other thing. But the thoughts and feelings that are in that refrigerator, me, that's Ein Sof, and so on and so forth. Wonderful. So now somebody is watching on the sideline, and he takes note of it, and then there's a chav of his is in need. So he sends him a card, and he says, you know, if buying a refrigerator is nice, but that's a small thing. It's the feelings I have for you that transcends anything, so you're going to be missing a refrigerator, but you're going to have tons of warm feelings and good feelings. I don't think most of us would feel that meets exactly. My wife always says over from her mother that Liebe und Zusagen kosten Geld nicht. That love and promises don't cost any money. You become, you know, people that are shtickle skeptical might not find that message very, very uplifting. And they might even doubt the veracity. So here we have a strange conundrum. The Iker is the Pneumius, and it is like that. When a person, long after the refrigerator is gone, the feelings that somebody took a sizable amount of money and gave me something I needed are going to last. the nitzchias. But without the kli, it doesn't exist. In this world, feelings don't exist. Or else people, you know, coming from Israel here, one of the cultural jarring distinctions was how many times people say, I love you. Love you dear, love you dear, love you this, love you that. But I told somebody, you know, I discovered that it's a grammatical use of love you is as a preface to the sentence, but I won't or I can't. That's bederach klal, it's shimush in English. So al kapanim, the milah of it is, Torah is gval gavoya, it lies within the physical world, and a person has an achiza to world beyond with it. Ve'im, ki lefi machshavei sehem, yesh yisun lechachmas mashem ma'ainim bedvarim agdoyim achshuvim, v'la Torah einim ha'esavir achshuvim. So even though nominally it seems that you know, philosophy is dealing with dvarim achshuvim and Torah not, or is baya hefirse, ki ha'Torah im shenirun v'rea bedvarim ashvelim, v'ha'Torah zeis miskashem tim ha'Torah. It starts with the bread and butter and talus and tefillin and tzitzis, but it's miskasha mizatayr vehine ein atayr dvarim gdolim al kol shar chachmis ve'afim ein atayr gdolim yiduah la'masik mikomol krema malbush kor v'laguf v'aguf v'krav neshama atchakol mischabo mizdabik basagal yoyna ubaze yesh tveikus la'adam adrega yoyisal yoyna imadregas olam haba. Leyesh adam limud kifi erech adam, ashu gamkein adam gashmi. The imkol ze mitzad aneshama yesh adam dveikus lemaila maila, vechein kasha oisik bedvarim sheim guf, mischaba tera zeis basagal yoyna, vezehut ashele gamkein. Hare lefanecha dvarim nechpodim mikor moit sheshuv leich hasofik, matev halkeinu agalina, ashan se shenz barachat esik betera. By the way, this is the huge, I can't think of any better description of the mile of the maral of other svarim. In other words, I believe one of the things that was moishich, the people I was mekabel from to the sefer, the maral, as in a certain sense, that was the pivotal sefer, because the svarim that deal with the dimensions of Torah, of minei obey, has a certain limiting. So when we deal with Torah in its pnimis, so when you deal with hasberim of Torah, you know, chutz to chutz, that's limiting. When you jump to olamos alyonos, you don't see the connection bichlal in the mitzvah. You don't understand how the nigla of the mitzvah has a pnimis to it. So, l'mashal, shnayim mikivecha tagum. So you could understand that it makes certain tikkunim, the tikkun of this, tikkun of that, and the other thing. Another thing, not that it's wrong, but it's ideas that really have no achiza in our chachma. So they're worthless for us. Hezbeirim that don't mean anything to us are not hezbeirim. On the other hand, to say shnayim mikivecha tagum is just so that you chaz it well and know it well enough. It's true, but that leaves you very limited. When you have a hezbo like his, and that's the maral, where in the dvarim chitzonim, you deher the primis, you have a shleimus, and that's the mile of this of him. That's what he did. He took the ideas of a different world, put them into the words of our world, and we have that. Okay, achadava baruch by ashaboy yevadalcha milas nimatari by yoyser ashes by ashayna kater is mitzias al minateva. This is going back to his original thesis. Shemloya mitzvahs min Hashem esparach adam mishutim shayin evroim ativim v'amitzvahs emotzias adam adregas ativim v'utzir v'zichuch ha'nefesh atchikna adam dveikas v'yisparach mishvah l'maylo ki mitzvahs atzir v'zichuch ha'nefesh atchidavak v'yisparach v'mepnei zeh limud ha'teirah shukin ha'secha min ha'mitzvah shem tzir v'nafshay v'oid yoyse atchidavak v'yisparach l'chein chach ma'mishnam chach ma'mroim v'achrein kol chach ma'lev achreinim. That's why they were oisik in avayis abayi rava. You know, people would think, it's just a sugya nigla. Because So all both Maisa mitzvahs as a Maisa and Chachma of mitzvahs as Chachma contain in themselves something which brings out the zichur of the nefesh, which brings him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh Amram v'seif nida peik basa megillah tanav el yoka l'shen asa yomufsak shen v'lem haba shnem alichas oylam lo atik alichsam loy atik alichsam lochas atka obein yazeh ki alocha hu bira v'tzirif adin v'pnei zeh royish alocha hi tzirif adam gamkein ad shuben olam haba when she's boy peik sh'acha zeh. I think what he means is Shein Halachas means he takes halacha, which is a physical mitzvah. He keeps going over and over it again. And as a person goes over it again and again and again, he begins to dehear and understand a premise of it. Well, the kach b'nei shma b'koyla sheyatzcha telach b'ikvas abas oylam sheim osu ikalim atarim tzaseh v'dika mitzvah v'seh shachachmas af ki kol roh seineem v'leinelm dova nikomokim dovka b'darach hatar v'neem shkoteho kotim v'godol shamu. So even though they knew other chachmas, they understood other chachma, but the divrei Torah kipshutam, the divrei Torah of halacha was their main esik. Okay, any points, any questions?
Does everything in Torah, every pasuk have to have? Knows every question has to have an answer. Al pi pshat.
Yes, pashtus. Yes. In other words, Torah was the different levels of Torah mean that Torah is a davar shalom in each oifen. Sometimes you find Rashi will say val korchenu we're going to have to be nizdakik to the medrash. Sometimes in a rare case the pshat leaves you. Or sometimes you find like a Rebbe Chaya Nusach al Korchenu, the most satisfying answer is, but it must have an answer. It was once by my Shver eating Friday night with a nephew of his. And my Shver, he did have some Asik in his taris. He had a kvias with somebody. He was a nista as it was, so knowing exactly what he learned, but he did have a Zaya under a shelf. He had some Asik. So we had a nephew, and my nephew asked him some question about this project by Yetzi, how Yaakov was allowed to do what he did with the sheep, about it being Zela, whatever it is. They didn't have an answer. And then I guess his nephew wanted to sort of he said, I heard that they say Al Pi Kabbalah that the neshamas of all the Shvatim were in the sheep. So my Shvah gave him a blank look and he said, so how was he allowed to steal the sheep? In other words, don't answer me Akasha in Hilchas Gzela with a Kabbalah about the Neshamas. Thing. One has, no, it's not any Indian. The Chassam Sofer used to say that it's Klayim to mix, Shatnas to mix Halacha and Agada. Halacha needs that. So everything in Nigla has, that's why Gedolei Rishonim, and that's why Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechaya, they're our Moira Derech learning things. Everything has to make sense of the dikduk, has to make sense of the pshat, has to fit in with the halacha, it has to fit in with, and there's a premise to everything. So jumping, it's very similar to, unfortunately, because we've developed a language that includes English, Hebrew, and Yiddish, we are highly inexpressive in any one of the three. Because whenever we need a word, we jump to a different language to put the word in. And you can't express yourself. Anytime you need to think two or three times before you can express yourself, you jump to another language. Big problem. You know, it doesn't give you. So if a person, you know, if a person wants to say Shtekel Torah on a Rambam, and then let's say Vaistais, since it's Shoshrat and the Rambam must be like Kabbalah, not a, with Purim would work well, but it would be hard to study Shtekel Torah. So it, yes, Pshat must have Pshat, and Digdug must have Digdug. Every layer must have its own, it is self-contained. If it was not self-contained, it's an inadequacy. Just like a person who uses a word in a language because he doesn't have the requisite word in whatever language, that's a chisaron. A person who can say, and it can be expressed differently in another language, and there's a word in the other language that has no parallel, and these are the nuanced meanings of it, that's a richness, that's a certain wealth. So jumping from one chelek to the other chelek is not right, it's wrong.
But
yeah, go ahead.
Just can there be also like a few levels to pshat? Like, can there like be a deeper, like, just not the
100%? Of course, that, you know, of course there can be deeper levels in pshat. And there are. The Rabbeinu Bechaya will say many times, "Al derech haseichel." Derech haseichel means a deeper understanding without. The Rabbeinu Bechaya is a key word. So, al pi derech haseichel means what we would call philosophy. Philosophy is a deeper understanding, in physical terms, in terms that are not dependent on Kabbalah or mysticism, whatever it is. And then Rabbeinu Bechaya says, "Al Rambam says, 'Al derech hemes.'" Each derech is has its own layer of total understanding of the Chazal. Whenever they come onto a different thing, they usually say it doesn't satisfy. It's not enough. Yes.
Just one question.
Yeah.
When you say the free of the Kerebbe, does that mean the one who came after them is the present Rebbe?
It's the one that everybody admits was Nifta. Okay. but that was one of the places where it exploded. You know, that set off a Baron in a way that nothing else could set him off. But the point was, it's you know, when a person doesn't have that critical balance, it takes a tremendous toll. And yes, so the Nefshayim speaks about the zilzul in halacha, and Reb Aaron was furious about the zilzul. Reb Shach, people, I don't want to go off the politics, but people, when Reb Shach had a famous Kenneth Adegel and spoke against Chabad, everybody thinks that he spoke, he said about they're not sleeping in a sukkah, you know, sukkahs. That's not what he said. That wouldn't be a criticism. Everybody has their weaknesses. Everybody has their things that they, there was, his point was, he was very upset. The Rebbe wrote a tshuva, why they don't sit in the sukkah. And the tshuva was a very, it involved a lot of mixing of the worlds. And that, he said, is Megalopan Darsha Kalachal. That set him off. In other words, if you tell me whatever it is, the lazy, they're tired, they're busy with other things, and it wouldn't, that thing wasn't such an ikker. But when you explain to me that you're Mitzrayim because you don't see the Shekhinah, and I, the Cyber, but since they're part of the Rebbe, the Shekhinah, it's does see the Shekhinah, all that stuff, then that's, he said, that's Purim Torah. That is a Churm of Torah, because there's no accountability. Every time I bring a Shofarach, you'll tie it to me that you have a tick in a different world that's not like that. That's when. Another story, it's important to understand where the realist Nagus came. There's a story that Rav Zevin brings, and it's surprising because Rav Zevin was a Yid, a big Talmud, a big Yad, and not only was he a Talmud Yad, but he brings a story in his Sipur Hasidim on Rosh Hashanah that there were two Hasidim who were once traveling, and they it was close to the Shkia, they came to a town, it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, and they found out that town is that town, they have no Shefa, and only the next town has a Shefa, and there's no way they can get there before middle of Bein HaShemash, it's the other town. So the Chassid started slowing down. The other one was a Chabad Chassid, grabbed the whip from him, whipped the horses, and started galloping and galloped the other town. The other one looked at him. He said, "Sahalachim Tereshes, you're not Mavala Tchum, you're not over the Rabbanim for Kriya Shefa." So he said, "Your Rebbe taught you Hilchas Shefa. My Rebbe taught me what Treyfe is, and if you knew what Treyfe is, you would do it also. That story, I once heard that story from Falshman Levitz, and he was furious. That story is a dangerous story. And now I could, if the story happened like in Milamitz Chus, that this person had a halachic reason for it, and it could be Simech on this, I could add a chasur mechser vachikatani to make the story fit la halacha, and probably if the story existed it. But that approach is finished. That it's oikah the entire Torah. It's like taking out the roots. You don't, like somebody says, well, the main thing is the fruit, so let's get rid of the roots. No, if you get rid of the roots, fruits are gone as well. That's the sakana. That was a very sore point of Isnagdus. And the flip side was the Chassidim Tainit. It had become just about Kivan Shacharach. The idea that it's limited and cut off to this and the here and the now, and no understanding that this is the beginning of the path, is missing. It's truncating Torah from its further. You know. Okay, to say that, good enough to run. Okay.